America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for Americans to realize how different most other countries are from the United States in matters of individual freedom, free speech and press, and private property. And communist governments have no respect at all for those basic values. There's no such thing as a free press in China. A book called An Investigation of China's Peasantry somehow got published and became an unexpected bestseller in China this year. In this book, the authors describe many true stories about abuses against Chinese peasants, such as how one farmer's long struggle against illegal taxes ended only when the police beat him to death with a mulberry club. This book's defense of China's 750 million peasants became a sensation, but the communist government found that intolerable and clamped down hard. The publisher was ordered to stop printing the book, making it clear that China's bosses will not tolerate writers who put blame on the government for the Chinese peasants' enduring poverty. On the other hand, communist China has no respect for Western copyright laws. The government simply takes any American book it wants, ignores the rights of the author and publisher, and prints and sells it in China. These book pirates often change the content of the book to comply with the Communist Party line, and then pretend the book is an authentic American book. A good example of this thievery is the way the Chinese are currently pretending to sell President Bill Clinton's best-selling book called My Life. The publishers did not sell the rights to China, but that did not stop the thieves. Chinese customers can buy a 438-page book called My Life, in Chinese, for about $1.20, with Bill Clinton's photo on the cover. It's not the same photo as on the real Clinton book, but the Chinese won't know the difference. Piracy of books, movies, music, and software is big business in China, and estimates are that this costs Western companies $16 billion a year in sales.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As the last stronghold for communism, China steals our technology, arms our street gangs, and manufactures inferior products. So why does the U.S. continue free trade with China? If you're concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for information on trade with China. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MYWHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MYWHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now, the man who says, I didn't fight my way to the top of the food chain to be a vegetarian. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we had an interesting caller, and he talked about that about our checks, remember? And I received a gob and a bunch of emails from people wanting to know how to get a hold of this gentleman. But anyway, I have... Several different emails here I'd like to share with you concerning what is on your check. And here's one. The subject is the guy talking about checks. I look at the signature line on my check, and it is printed authorized signature only. Now, this fellow that we had on yesterday, he said the line on the check says accommodation party. We're talking about that little bitty fine line at the bottom, which is, you can tell it's a printout of something, but you cannot see it even with a magnifying glass. Now, here's another email that I received on that. Derry, I heard the show where your guest said that the signature line on our checks was actually something like something party. Well, he said accommodation party, I believe, is what he told us it was. He said, I got my check out, and sure enough, the signature line is actually very fine print. So fine, in fact, that I couldn't read it, even with my magnifying glass. Well, I put the check on my scanner and set it to the highest resolution. You can then read the print. It says authorized signature over and over to make up the line. I attached the image I scanned, so I have it here. Are you on the phone, Jeff? Did you see that? Yeah. It says authorized signature, authorized signature, authorized signature. And that's what makes up that little fine line on the bottom of your check. Now, maybe they changed it from the time that our caller yesterday said, because he said it said accommodation party. I believe that's what he told us it was. But anyhow, for whatever it's worth, that little bitty baby line on the bottom of your check says something. And on this particular check that this gentleman sent me and another fellow sent me the same thing, it says authorized signature. All the rest of them said they can make it out that it's print, but you couldn't tell what it was, and they'd tried different things to blow it up where they could see it, but they couldn't do it with a magnifying glass. Okay. The other day, I was talking about the debt limit. This nation now owes $8.18 trillion. And remember, they raised the debt limit, and we discussed this on November the 22nd. But they raised the debt limit by $800 billion. There was 208 voted yes, 204 in the House voted no. But then they got over to the Senate, and, of course, it passed. And anyway, Representative Ron Paul said that one of the 10 Republicans who voted against raising the debt limit, and it could have been stopped if the Republicans had stayed together on this thing, but he said it's a disgrace. He stated, Mr. Speaker, Congress is once again engaging in the fiscal responsibility and endangering the American economy by raising the debt ceiling, this time by $800 billion. And he went on and finished his comments there. Now, I'm seeing, for the first time in a long time, the international news media talking about this, particularly the overseas news media, but CBS Market Newswatch is discussing this. And CBS Market Newswatch on November the 16th said this: gold futures climbed above $440 an ounce to close at their highest level since 1988. As signs of inflation spark fresh investor interest, gold has legs to move on based on the reported 1.7% climb in the producer price index last month. Interest rates are still relatively inexpensive, which makes gold a favorite hedge against a rise in the U.S. dollar. Well, the U.S. dollar certainly has not risen. In fact, it just keeps going down, down, down. We'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, it goes ahead, and I'm quoting here CBS Market Newswatch. They usually don't talk much about gold. They come up with all sorts of different financial reasons for things happening, but very seldom do they mention gold. But this is CBS. Okay. It says gold for December delivery closed at $440.50, and that's prices haven't traded at these levels since 1988. The Fed, who must try to balance inflation while not curtailing the economy's growth momentum. If the Fed sees inflation as a threat, they will aggressively raise rates. That is bad for stocks and bonds, but supportive for gold. Now, that was CBS Market News Watch. Now, this comes from the Christian Science Monitor. And they're talking about the sinking dollar. Its decline to a 9-year low is impacting everything from the price of goods at Walmart to the vigor of Europe's economy. In other words, as our dollar drops in value, it's costing you more to buy stuff at home, but it's costing you less. Let me turn that around. All right, let me go on with what Christian Science Monitor says. The sinking U.S. dollar in recent weeks has raised what is suddenly a top concern from Washington to Berlin and Beijing. Is America's currency undergoing an adjustment or a plunge? So far, the dollar slide to 9 years lows doesn't reflect panic, but some analysts say a run on the dollar is possible, and even an orderly drop could affect everything from mortgages to prices at Walmart. Now, this came out November the 22nd. Where did I see that? Chinese. Anyway, somewhere I had here where the Chinese are, we've heard rumors. Now, I mentioned how that it's affecting things around the world. America's the world's leading importer of goods is now buying them at higher prices. And if the dollar's drive makes foreign investors wary, U.S. interest rates may have to rise to attract and take care of the federal debt. But anyway, the Chinese guys, the Indian guys, the South African guys are diverting from the dollar. And it's talking more about the dropping dollar. This is showing up in newspapers all over the country. This particular article from the United Kingdom Observer, and they're talking about Japan is warning that it might be drawing money out of our economy. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Marijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699. My Wheat. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned. Well, I found the article I was looking for a moment ago. Chinese citizens were lining up outside the Bank of China in downtown Shanghai last week to exchange U.S. dollars for their own currency, according to this Wall Street Journal article. Then they go on to say that the G20 finance ministers call for more flexible exchange rates in Asia. In the meantime, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan has warned, he was in Germany when he made this speech, that foreign investors would eventually resist sending more money to the United States, and this could lead to a further decline in the dollar and possibly higher interest rates in the United States. He says we cannot become complacent about this. He goes on to say that the United States continues to attract large amounts of foreign capital. In September, foreigners purchased $63.4 billion of our securities. Now, in the United Kingdom Observer, the Observer made the comment that if the United States does not push up interest rates to make the dollar more attractive, that will have a negative impact on the flow of capital into the United States. The reason they flow this capital into the United States is to buy our securities, our T-bills, okay? You see, if America didn't owe that $8.18 trillion, we wouldn't need their money. But we owe a lot of money. And the foreigners is what's keeping our dollar where it is at the present time. Now, I have with me today Craig Smith. Craig is an economist, an author, a lecturer, and the president of Swiss America Trading Corporation, which is a brokerage firm specializing in tangible assets. And he's written numerous articles and books about our finances. Craig, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you, Derry. It's good to be back with you. And by the way, I checked my checkout. You had me all suspicious.
What did yours say?
Well, I have a high-powered microscope that I look at coins with.
I'll bet you do.
and it's clear cut. It says authorized signature, authorized signature, authorized signature,
you
all across that line.
Didn't know it was there, did you?
I had no clue, and I've got to call him. Matter of fact, I stuck you on hold during your commercial and left a message with my attorney that I want to know what that means in law. Because you are obviously signing a document that you're authorizing something for. I mean, that, I'm telling you, that blows my mind, Derry. I've been signing checks for 50 years. I've never seen it.
Hey, I've been signing them for a good bit longer than that. But isn't it amazing what you learn when you listen to the Common Sense Coalition?
I guarantee nobody listening to this program's heard about it other than for you. Getting back to what you were saying, Derry, I have been doing literally nonstop radio and television programs about this unprecedented drop in the U.S. dollar. I was on last night with Jim Bohannon. Most people know who Jim is. He's
right.
A nationwide program. It's unbelievable. I'm just going to, for your listening audience benefit, do this real quick. Bank of International Settlement, headline, OPEC dumps the dollar. Guardian Unlimited, out of the UK. Japan threatens huge dollar sell-off. China View newspaper, it's the big paper in Shanghai. U.S. dollar under heavy selling in Shanghai. New York Times, headline, business section. Dollar weakens as Russia waits shifting in holdings to euro.
Hey, we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Today with Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUICOIN. Craig, going into the commercial break, you were reading those headlines. Most of the headlines I had actually were coming from, foreign publications. But I did mention that CBS Market Newsline was talking about this. Hey,
right.
People around the world are more concerned about what's going on than what we are.
Well, they really are, Derry. And I got to tell you, U.S. News and World Report did a big thing on it. You had Bloomberg did a big thing on it. The American papers are starting to pick up on it. Business Week Online did a big article called The Making of a Meltdown, Why the Dangers of a Stampede Away from the Dollar Remains. And you know something, what's fascinating, Derry, is that this is not news to the listeners of the Common Sense Coalition. We have been talking about this, you and I, for 2.5 years. that it was only a matter of time before the world got tired of continuing to lend us money at unprecedented rates with no real advantage to it. I mean, we have to keep in mind, Derry, we became the reserve currency of the world in 1944 after the Second World War. Prior to that, England was the reserve currency of the world. It was backed by the pound sterling. Before that, it was the Dutch with the gold guilder. Before that, it was the Byzantine Empire with the gold solidus. Before that, it was the Roman Empire with the gold denarius. We are the first nation in the world that has been allowed to remain a reserve currency without having gold backing it. In 1944, when we were adopted as the world reserve currency, we were still backed by gold. We had the Bretton Woods agreements in place. We assured the world we would exchange our dollars for gold. Well, technically, we're still living under Bretton Woods, but we don't have to deliver the gold, for Pete's sakes.
We don't have the gold, do we, Craig?
No, we sure don't.
Where is it?
Well, that's a good question. Last time we inventoried Fort Knox was August 29th, 1954. So here's what's amazing about it, though, Derry. We're the first reserve currency of the world that's ever been issued by a debtor nation. And yet the world is continuing to lend us money because they can't afford not to. Let me give you a perfect example, okay? Let's say I lent Derry Brownfield $10,000, okay? And I need Derry Brownfield to keep my business going. You know, I advertise with you or whatever, and that helps develop my business, okay? And Derry says, Craig, lend me another $10,000. And I said, but Derry, you haven't paid me back the first $10,000. But I need Derry to keep my business going. So I say, okay, Derry, I'll lend you another $10,000. And then I lend you another $10,000, another $10,000. Finally, at a certain point, if I lend you more than the benefit I get, I got to ultimately pull the plug and say, Derry, excuse me, I can't keep doing this. And then you say, okay, Craig, well, guess what? I'm just going to fail on you. You've lent me $100,000. There's nothing I can do to pay you back. I'll tell you what, I'll give you $10,000. We'll call it even. That's what's happening with Europe. And Europe is finally scared to death that we might do what Mexico did. And that's just lop a zero or two off the end of our currency. You have to remember, we issue the reserve currency of the world. So we have the ability to devalue that currency. Now, we did an interesting economic math model. We did a proxy. What we did was we went back to 1960, looking at the U.S. reserve as the world currency, or the U.S. currency as a reserve of the world. And, of course, we didn't have the euro back in 1960, so we put the German mark in as a proxy, so it acted like the euro. Do you know that the U.S. dollar, Derry, has lost two-thirds of its value against all international currencies since 1960? The world's tired of it. They're not going to continue to lend us $1.8 billion a day to stay alive without a benefit. And it's getting to critical mass. That's why yesterday, finally, early in the morning, the central banks intervened. They propped the dollar up by almost a half trillion dollars.
Now, how did they do that, Craig?
Well, what they did was they just went in and bought massive amounts of dollar deposits. They went in and bought treasury bills. They went in and bought bonds. And they took some of their reserves, and instead of holding them in euro, they changed them into dollars. Immediately, Derry, gold dropped $15 an ounce.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Platinum went down $50 an ounce because everybody thought, well, finally, Europe has come to the rescue. Well, today, the dollar is still up, but gold recovered $5 of its drop yesterday. It's starting to recover a little bit more today. The real money people are not being spooked out by this. The dollar is in serious. Derry, they're talking about reducing the bond rating on government bonds. Now, it's one thing if you reduce the ratings of a corporate bond or a municipal bond.
I was going to say, or a sewage bond.
Or a municipal bond, but a federally issued bond you're going to reduce the credit rating of?
What is gold today?
Gold, yeah, you had to ask me that, didn't you? And I don't have that screen up.
Okay,
It's about $438. I'm going to get you an exact quote in about 10 seconds
okay.
here. Okay. It's $435.20 right at the moment.
Okay, so it's still down a little bit from where it was at its high.
Right.
But that high goes all the way back to the 1980s.
Oh, yeah, the high was 456. Derry, what you see happening in gold here is very healthy. It went up too fast, too quickly. You're seeing a correction here, which is exactly what we wanted to see. That's why if you look at the real money players in the gold market, they've slowly but surely come back in and started to buy the markets. That's why you saw the recoveries you did yesterday. Gold was off $20 at one point yesterday. It closed down only down $15. So you're going to see corrections like this, just like we do in stock markets.
Well, you've got speculators, and they don't know what to do. They jump in, and they jump out. I guess you have day traders in gold, just like you do in wheat and corn, don't you?
Absolutely, and they took some profits. I mean, hey, they've been riding from 262 to 456. They had a 74% profit. They took a little profit off the table. We had some people that took some profit off the table that are short-term people. And, you know, most of our clients are long-term, you know, 3 to 5 year position people because they're buying insurance and looking for long-term profits.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation, and I'm sure glad you're tuned in to the Common Sense Coalition today. Because as you know, being a listener to this program, Derry tries to take the most complicated issues and boil them down to simple terms. Well, recently we have seen something that really anybody, a seventh grader, can understand, and that is that the U.S. dollar is on a long-term downtrend in the world economies. For years, the U.S. dollar was respected as the only currency in the world to own. However, recently, cracks within our financial system, deficit spending, trade imbalances, a war in Iraq, and the continued threat of terrorism seems to create problems. Our system in America works off confidence. Confidence is slowly but surely eroding. That being said, it's time to take the time to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. When you call that number, a representative is going to send you out a report entitled Restoring the Standard, along with a fresh copy of my updated report, Your Right to Own Gold. In this report, you're going to understand the best ways to own gold. Should you own gold shares? Should you own gold stock? Should you own exchange-traded funds? Should you take physical possession of gold? Should you own U.S. $20 gold pieces? Of course, it all depends upon your age and your tax structure and whether you're looking for long-term profits or protection. But one thing for sure, when you walk away from that phone call, you'll be fully informed. So take the time and use the common sense that Derry Brownfield talks about and call 1-800-BUYCOIN. That's 1-800-289-2646 and tell them Derry Brown told you to call. Derry.
And, well, you left the field off.
I did.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. No.
That's what happens when you record these things quick.
Anyway.
Actually, I forgot all about it.
You were on. I really hated to interrupt you. You were on a roll.
Well, you know what's funny about when I get together with you, and this is really the truth, because you know, Derry, I do a lot of interviews every day. I mean, this has been my fourth interview. I told Jeff I got a news break to do right at the end of your program, and then back to back till 5 o'clock tonight. But when I get on your program, I feel like I'm just having a cup of coffee with you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you can't have fun, don't do it. And I don't care what we're talking about or what we're doing. You know, people that say, oh, I just hate to go to work, you're in the wrong business or something's wrong with you, because, like I said, if you can't have fun, don't do it.
I agree. And you know, you and I have conversations off the air that are very similar to the conversations we have on the air, because, you know, the reality is we don't live in a perfect world. Not everything works perfectly. People make mistakes. You know, there is problems in the world, but there are solutions. And, you know, despite all that's going on, you would agree with me, Derry, we still live in the greatest nation in the world. And we've got some rascals in Washington, D.C. that are not doing their jobs the right way. But there are also people out there like Derry Brownfield who are taking the time to make a difference in the country. And I think people are starting to wise up to it, Derry. And I think they're starting to embrace it. And more importantly, I think they're starting to realize that when they call their congressmen and senators, they're starting to make a difference. I think we saw that in this election cycle, Derry. I mean, 3.5 million people more voted for George Bush than John Kerry. I think they sent a clear signal of what they want in this country. And I'm starting to feel more optimistic about the country every day. However, there are some breaks in the economy, and we've been trying to tell your listeners, and you know this, I've been with you a couple of years, two, three, maybe more than that now, you know that, hey, don't go out and sell the farm and put all your money in gold, but just have 5, 10, 15% of your money diversified in something tangible that you sock away, and then have some of your money in stocks and some in bonds and some in real estate and some in cash. And taking that strategy, Derry, has really been a profitable way to position a portfolio.
You mentioned the making of a meltdown. How far is this thing going to melt, do you think? You know, Mike, we've been talking about the national debt for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, oh, inflation just really got started back in the 60s. No, inflation got started right after the Depression.
That's right.
I mean, and we didn't call it inflation then. We said, hey, times are getting better. But times got so better that, you know, we just about priced ourselves out of the market. What is, with this $8.18 trillion deficit, it won't be long until, hey, we're paying more interest than the note's worth.
That's right, Darian. That's the big concern that economists have right now. You know, can you continue to amass debt like this? And with interest rates low like they are, you can handle it. But what happens if interest rates creep up 2 or 3 points?
Exactly what happened to the farmers and to the businessmen in the 1980s when we thought interest was 6% and all of a sudden it was 20% and right. People went broke and took a lot of small banks with them.
That's exactly correct. And this time last year, Derry, the prime rate was 4%. This year it's 5%. What if next year it's 6%, and then the next year it's 7%, and next thing you know, you have 10% interest rates again? You have to remember.
How about 20%?
Yeah, and people say, oh, I can't believe that. Darian, when I bought my first home, I had a 14% mortgage rate. You know, and people don't think that that can be a reality, but it is. These low interest rates were not going to stay around forever. And the reality is, in order for the dollar to strengthen, we have to give people a reason to hold it. The only way you can give them a reason to hold it is if you give them a return. That being said, if we have to keep borrowing money, we're going to have to pay higher rates on it. It's kind of like if you were the only guy down there in Missouri that had 100 grand and two guys needed to borrow it, and one guy said, I'll pay you 6% interest, and the other guy said, I pay you 7% interest, who are you going to go to?
The one that's got the best collateral.
And the one who will pay you the best return. Now, you wouldn't go to a guy who said, I pay you 15%, but I ain't got nothing to back it up with. You would go to the guy who said, I'll pay you 7%, but I can back it up with good collateral. Now, we in America have good collateral. We have about, and I've said this before in your program, about $115 trillion worth of net worth in America. That's if you count all the real estate, all our natural resources, our businesses, all that stuff. So I think we're a good bet on the global marketplace. However, you hit the key, Derry. The key is once the interest becomes higher than the income, then it's what happened to the farmers in the 80s, and you end up losing it, and the banks, it becomes a domino effect, and that's when we enter a global recession or depression. Now, this time, it won't be like 1929. It'll be totally different because it will be a hyperinflationary depression versus a depression where the dollar is king because the dollar is no longer backed by gold.
You know, we have hyperinflation right now. We don't hear about it. People don't talk about it. I mean, you know, the beer joint crowd, the pool hall crowd, or whoever it is, the coffee shop crowd, they'll talk about it. But just go out to buy anything that you normally purchase on an annual basis, and very few things haven't gone up drastically from a year ago.
Absolutely. Look at lumber. Look at copper.
Well, look at gasoline.
You're paying 43 cents more a gallon this year than you did last year to drive to Grandma's for Thanksgiving. Now, gasoline prices have come off recently because oil prices have come off. But oil prices are back up 81 cents today. OPEC just announced they're going to cut production. I thought they said they were going to open up the spigots full bore because they wanted oil at $30 a barrel. Either these guys are playing for keeps or not. I did a study, Derry, and I don't know how close we are to a break, but 11...
We have a lot of time.
11 members of the OPEC nations okay, have been playing a game. We don't want to talk about it, but there's a reality. I mean, you've got members like Algeria and Nigeria and Venezuela and Iraq and Iran. Do people realize that Iraq and Iran are part of OPEC? Do people realize that Iraq, which we're at war with, is a member of OPEC? They help set the price of oil. And that Iran, who is now developing nuclear weapons, I can't wait for you to read the new book by Jerry Corsi called Atomic Iran. I wrote the foreword for it. It should be done by the end of January. It's being published by WorldNet Daily Books. It's unbelievable when you see what's happening with Iran and their nuclear capabilities. Gary, they're part of OPEC, for Pete's sakes. They set the price of oil.
You know, well, I had Lindsay Williams on the air the other day. Are you familiar with Lindsay Williams?
The name sounds very familiar.
Okay, I'll bet you've met him or visited with him or read his books or something. But he has the book out, The Oil Non-Crisis.
Oh, yes, I have heard of him, uh-huh.
Do you have a copy of that book?
I don't, but I agree with him. I don't think that there's a shortage of oil.
You will have a copy of the book, because I'm going to stick one in the mail to you.
Terrific.
But he says that the world bankers control Iran and Iraq. Control OPEC.
Well, and he could be very right, because they do carry the purse strings. But we found an interesting report, Derry. The Bank of International Settlement, you know, which is the bank that they use to settle out trade.
Absolutely.
They announced the other day, listen to this, I'm reading right from it. BIS data reveals that OPEC states have reduced their dollar deposits from 75% in the third quarter of 2001 to 61.5% today, a fall of some 13 percentage points. Since the third quarter of 2001, oil revenues seem to have been channeled increasingly into euros and other currency deposits. This shift out of the, and I'm reading from their report, this shift out of the U.S. dollar probably reflected to some extent the relative change in interest rates in the United States and the euro since 1998. You've got international bankers now telling these oil-producing nations, let's go ahead and put the money in euros. Let's not put it in dollars. Derry, 40% of the world's oil comes from OPEC. What happens if that money gets diverted to gold or euros?
Well, it's not going to come here.
You better believe it. And we've got to have that money. Or else next thing you know, we're going to have a gun to our head with oil.
You mentioned, and I remember very well, in fact, I was down in Argentina when this was taking place. It's been, what, 7 or 8 years? Time flies so fast. I don't know.
Right.
But remember when Argentina was broke?
Yes, I sure do.
What did they do? They just devalued their, do they have pesos? What did they have? I can't remember.
The Argentinian pesos, there's parts of the country that use the colon also. But
well, pesos is what I remembered.
Pesos, yes.
But they just said, hey, they're not worth anything, and people were taking baskets full of money to buy a loaf of bread.
They just cut the zeros off of them, Derry. That's all they did. And they just, actually, they would use markers and change the value on the currencies. And we had that happen in other areas, too. We had it happen in Venezuela. And by the way, Venezuela is a member of OPEC. You got to remember, OPEC is made up of Algeria, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Nigeria, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Venezuela. And many of these countries now have currencies that they're trying to compete with the United States. Derry, what happens if these 11 members, all of which, by the way, are members of the Islamic Development Bank, who in unison want to abandon the dollar and go completely to the gold dinar, and that includes Venezuela and Indonesia, what happens if that occurs?
Well, they're already minting their dinars, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. Been in circulation since November 7th, 2001.
You were going to get me one of those. Did you ever get any?
You know, we can't seem to get them, Derry. Nobody in America's carrying them. We've tried to get them, and we've even tried to get them directly from the Royal Malaysian Mint, and we can't seem to get any response on them. You can't find them in the States.
I hear music.
Yeah, I do too, so I guess I better shut up, huh?
No, don't say shut up. That's kind of a negative term.
I guess I ought to be quiet.
No, we'll just take a break. We'll be right back, people. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Forgot to tell you that.
Thank you.
is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
And we have returned. Craig, I have here an interesting poem. It's about 3 pages long, so I've just picked out a few verses, and I think you'd enjoy this. It's called "Twas the Death of the Dollar," and it's written like "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Right.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't, but I hope you fax me a copy
of
the program.
I will. I'll do that. "'Twas the death of the dollar, and all through the land, not a greenback was traded for more than a rand. The paper was shoveled with nary a care, with hopes that inflation would not soon be there. In the quaint days of old, when money was good, we bought nothing with debt and saved as we should. But Lloyd Father Keynes had preached to the crowd that paper was good and honest and proud. We've no need for metal like silver or gold, such thinking when bias is foolish and old. We'll print all we need and make not a fuss. The lessons of history apply not to us. Reserve notes were hailed as safe from the fate that befell all nations, both humble and great. The oceans of ink and the forests of trees were forged into money by sovereign decrees. Dreaming we had beaten the liquidity trap, we all settled down for a long winter's nap, when straight from the east there rose such a stink, the unmistakable scent of paper and ink. With credit for you and credit for me, there's no cause to work for the things that we need. Our friends in the east are happy to loan their savings back west, but it's all they shall own. Their factories were built by the sweat of our brow, and their people were fed from the fruit of the plow. The things that were bought, they shaped them all here. Prices are low, so there's nothing to fear. Our presses of Our presses of print glowed white from the heat. Once cut loose from gold, there was no retreat. At first, they bought treasury debt by the ton. It kept the game going. It was all good fun. But the more that they loaned, the more they got back. Their grand plan had failed. It's time to attack. We know what we'll do. We'll dump them in mass. We'll buy all the gold and the silver and brass. And this goes on for another page or two.
Oh, I want that to use at my Christmas. You know, Friday night's our Christmas party that Pat Boone's coming in to sing
for
us and everything, and I got to share that poem at the Christmas party, so please fax it to
me. Okay, it's on the way. I'll put a little yellow sticky on there.
That way we know Beth will get it taken care of. You know, but let me tell you something. That poem has more truth in it than we want to admit to, because it talks about how all the other nations, they failed when they got away from the gold and the silver.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
And let me tell you something, Derry. I know this sounds cataclysmic, but we think, I heard this, I wish I could, maybe off the air we could talk about it, but there's a person in Washington, D.C., a very powerful person in Washington, D.C., along with some two top bigwigs that I was on the phone with the other day. And he said, maybe you don't get it, Craig. We're Rome. We're powerful. We're indestructible. We can stomp on anybody we want. We control the world. Well, let me tell you something. You know what the scripture says, Derry. Pride goeth before a fall. And I mean, these men said it, Derry, as if you and I were bragging about a new pickup truck. And I'm telling you, we are rapidly moving in this nation to believe that there's nothing that we could do that would ever cause us to falter. And I hate to break it to this society, but we have shunned God. We've spit upon the Ten Commandments. We've forced God out of the social setting of America. And in my opinion, for us to think that we are infallible and that nothing can ever happen to us, I think we're lulling ourselves into a false sense of security, Derry.
Let's take a break. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. This coming Saturday, December the 11th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, and bred heifer and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a good run of young cows and cow-calf pairs, including a 70-head string of black and black baldy Charley cross cows bred to start calving in March from the Snyder Farms. Al Jenkins will be in with a 40-head string of fancy Angus 4 to 6-year-old cows with black calves by their side. Cary Farms have consigned 40 black and black baldy 5 to 7-year-old spring calvers, along with a 13-head string of Angus heifers to start calving in March. Triple C Farms have consigned 62 head of good young cows, along with several Angus heifers, and KK Farms are selling 40 cows to start calving in March. Other consigners include Mackie Reed, McGee Farms, and Idle Farms. These are just a few of the consignments that will be selling at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday, December the 11th. That's at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Heating costs continue to rise and winter's a-coming. So to cut the heat costs, get the Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling with all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. Choose from 4 different sizes and 3 different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. Whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. So call them at 1-877-983-4328. That's 877-983-4328, or go to www.burnsbest.com. Craig, you mentioned how some of the great men in this nation feel about how strong America is, and you said it's just not scriptural. And the other day, I was just happened to flip over to the sixth chapter of Amos, and I looked at that, and I thought, hey, that's us. So what I did, I just took the sixth chapter of Amos and rewrote it. I didn't rewrite the verses. All I did was change some names. For example, it begins by, woe to them who feel secure in the house of Israel. I changed that to, woe to them who feel secure in America. Now, let me read this. It just takes a minute. Woe to them who feel secure in America and trust in the leaders which are named chief of the nations. Travel to, and they have the nations that they talk about in the script, Amos talks about. I said, travel to Europe, Asia, South America. Is America better than these kingdoms? Are their borders greater than our borders? Those who put far away the evil day and cause the seat of violence to come near. Those who lie upon beds of ivory and eat at the finest restaurants, chant to the sound of MTV. You know the scripture says, chant to the sound of the cymbals and the harps and the lyres. Drink wine from crystal bowls, anoint themselves with ointments from Mary Kay, but are not grieved and sick at heart over the affliction and ruin of America. The Lord God saith, I abhor the pride and false glory of America, and I hate her strongholds. Therefore, I will deliver up the nation and all that is therein. You have turned justice into poison and gall, and the fruit of righteousness into the bitterness of wormwood. You who rejoice in naught, which say, have we not taken Bosnia, Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq by our own strength? I will raise up against you a nation, and they shall afflict and oppress you from Maine to Hawaii and from Alaska to Puerto Rico.
Well, I was following along with you as you were reading it, you know, reading the scripture itself, and like in the end there, and then they will afflict you from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Araba. And man, I've never read it in that text, Terry, and whew, man, that's powerful. And you know something, I grieve for this nation, Derry, because you know, as being a man who loves God, that's where our answer is. If we would just turn back to him and stop pushing him out of the public discourse and go back to the precepts that the founding fathers took from this Bible that you just quoted, and put it back into play the way this nation was designed, everything would be fine. I just don't understand why we're pushing him out of the public discourse, Terry.
Well, if you read the back of the book, you'll understand.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the book of Revelation will tell us why. And, you know, and in the end times, we're seeing it, Terry. Men's, you know, they'll go to things that will tickle their ears. They don't want to hear the truth. They just want to be pleased with what they hear. I mean, I'm seeing stuff that just disgusts me as it relates to certain
I just happen to have that here. For the time is coming when people will not tolerate sound and wholesome instruction, but have ears itching for something pleasing. They'll gather together themselves, one teacher after another, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster the errors they hold, and they will turn aside from hearing the truth and wander off into myth and man-made fictions. And we're out of time, Craig. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.